joined this morning by WBFO senior reporter Eileen Buckley. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning, Jay.
Eileen, you're going to be hosting another Facebook Live event for WBFO. We have this beautiful studio, Facebook Live studio here at WBFO. However, you're not going to be doing it here. Where will you be?
That's right, Jay. As part of our ongoing mental health initiative, we're going to take it live out in the field. We're going to take it right to crisis services. And we've titled this Crisis Services Lifeline for Help 24/7 because we want to learn a little bit deeper about all these calls that come in each and every day, 24/7, how they're handled, how they're manned. It's kind of maybe a little bit of a mystery to the citizens because they take in like 85,000 calls a year.
That's amazing.
It is. So they've been gracious enough to let us in. Now, the only situation is we will be in one of their larger conference rooms because of privacy issues. And you can certainly understand that for when the calls come in. But they are going to have a phone set up for us, and they're going to take some calls nearby us. And then we will be talking to their CEO, Jessica Pirro, and her counselors and advocate leaders that are taking some of these calls.
Who are the people that are calling? What types of issues do they have?
Well, it's a variety of mental health emergencies. It could be someone that's suicidal. It could be someone that's calling in to help someone that's suicidal, rape victims, child abuse victims, domestic violence victims, people looking for help for their loved ones in crisis for drug overdoses, drug addictions. And they also told us they have a mobile outreach unit. They also do the CIT training for police to handle mental health calls. So there's a whole lot going on there in that 24/7 mode that they're in.
Eileen, you've been doing extensive reporting on the issue of mental health. And, of course, we've heard your reports throughout Morning Edition over the last several months. But how about for you as a reporter? What are you taking away on this subject, at least to this point?
It's really opened up my mind, and as we've heard a lot of experts over and over again say, we've got to start dealing with this just as we handle the health of our bodies. It's very important. It's very prevalent. Unfortunately, you know, the suicide rates are very high. They're very high among the youth. They're very high now among middle-aged women, men. It's just crossing over so many different demographics, and many of the advocates in the industry are struggling, and they're trying so hard to break the stigma, to let us talk about these issues that are in our lives so that we can help each other and find the services that are out there.
And what about from an audience perspective? They can tune in to Facebook Live, what, this afternoon at 1 o'clock, is that right?
That's right. It'll be at 1 o'clock. Again, we'll be live at Crisis Services. Now, you can pre-submit a question if you'd like at fblive@wbfo.org, fblive@wbfo.org. And, of course, then you can go to our Facebook page at 1 o'clock and watch it. And you can also enter in some comments and questions to us, and we'll be there to take them and give them to the experts.
It's a serious conversation for sure and a big issue. But as always, we're very pleased that you can come in and join us on Morning Edition.
Thank you, Jay.